This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress unveils election schedule under its 14th General Convention. President Bidyadevi Bhandari says Nepal's achievement in post-earthquake reconstruction efforts are exemplary for the future. Government preparing to vaccinate people aged 12 to 18 against COVID-19, senior citizens to get booster dose. And helicopter crash in southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu kills 13 people, including India's defense chief. Now the news in detail. President Bidyadevi Bhandari has said Nepal's achievement in the post-earthquake reconstruction efforts would be exemplary for the future as well. Formally inaugurating the International Conference on Nepal's Reconstruction in Kathmandu yesterday, President Bhandari said Nepal fulfilled its promise made for reconstructing the damaged infrastructures due to the 2015 Gorkha earthquake. The president applauded the international aid agencies and development partners for their roles and support in Nepal's reconstruction efforts. Also speaking on the occasion, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Naren Kharga said the achievement made in reconstruction efforts, cooperation and experiences despite impact of the earthquake was noticeable. Minister Dr. Kharga shared Nepal's achievement made in the reconstruction sector.
Would not have been possible without the generous support and the contribution of our donors and development partners. This was evident right from the rescue efforts carried out in the immediate aftermath of the earthquakes and from the high-level participation of our valuable bilateral and multilateral development partners and their generous commitment at the time of the International Conference on Nepal's Reconstruction held in June 2015. We also appreciate their continuous interest and valuable inputs in the whole reconstruction process. We are grateful to them for their support and cooperation. I am confident that our post-earthquake reconstruction experience would be shared as best practices for countries which are hit by earthquakes of high magnitude.
That was Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Naren Kharga speaking during the conference. Likewise, Finance Minister Jonardhan Sharma stated that the reconstruction efforts were possible due to the collaborated roles played by the political parties, aid agencies and development partners. Delegates and experts from various countries have participated in the conference organized by the National Reconstruction Authority. The Nepali Congress has unveiled the election schedule under its 14th General Convention to elect a new leadership. As per the election schedule, election would be held on the 13th of December to elect the party leadership. The Central Election Committee of the Nepali Congress said the name list of the General Convention representatives will be made public tomorrow while the nominations would be registered on Saturday. According to the committee, the vote counting for the post of the party president will begin soon after the voting concludes. Meanwhile, the establishment side and other faction in the Nepali Congress have been in consultation to choose candidates for various posts in the General Convention. From the establishment side, the Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Shyamabahadur Dewa has announced his candidacy for the post of president. Meanwhile, no agreement has been reached in the non-establishment faction of the Nepali Congress for a common candidate for the chairmanship of the party. The meeting yesterday of the group ended without any conclusion. A meeting held at the residence of party leader and former general secretary Prakash Man Singh in Saksibari yesterday evening ended without any conclusion due to disagreement between the leaders. Talking to journalists after the meeting, Congress leader Guru Raj Khimire said that although the selection process was positive, the final decision could not be reached. Congress leader Dr. Ram Charan Mahat said that a common candidate should be selected by the majority of the leaders. Senior party leader Ramchandra Paudal, General Secretary Dr. Sasanka Koirala, former General Secretary Singh and leader Dr. Shekhar Koirala are in fray for the post of the chair of the party. Meanwhile, a meeting of the Nepali Congress Central Working Committee is scheduled to be held at the party's central office, Sanipa, today. The government is preparing to vaccinate people aged 12 to 18 against COVID-19. Speaking at the regular press briefing organized by the Health Ministry yesterday, Dr. Vivek Kumar Lal said Pfizer and Moderna anti-COVID-19 vaccines would be given to people of the age group 12 to 18 within a few days. Meanwhile, senior citizens will also get a booster dose. Likewise, a total of 220 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Nepal yesterday. The Ministry of Health and Population also recorded that 366 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection yesterday itself. Meanwhile, two people died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,547 in the country so far. The government has announced 6 hilly districts in the Sudur Paschim province as natural disaster hit areas. A high-level government team headed by Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Prem Bahadur Ali on the 20th of October had visited the districts to assess the losses of lives and properties caused by the floods and landslides triggered by off-seasonal rain and recommended the government to identify them as crisis-hit districts. The Ministry of Home Affairs has announced Tadilthura, Bajang, Bajura, Darchula, Baitari and Doti as districts affected by the crisis till mid-February 2022 as per the Disaster Risk Mitigation and Management Act 2017 Bikram Samvat. Of the 9 districts in the Sudur Paschim, Bajang and Doti had suffered the massive losses of lives. Unseasonal rains in last October had claimed 37 deaths in the Sudur Paschim province and the losses of property worth billions of rupees. The Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security has formed 3 separate task forces in a bid to address problems seen in the employment sector. The task forces formed under the leadership of Joint Secretaries Badrinath Adhikari, Ramchandra Dhakal and Sesh Narayan Paudil at the Ministry aimed at making labour administration efficient, create employment opportunities within the country and produce skilled workforce and address challenges seen in foreign employment. The task forces will submit separate report to the ministry with necessary advices within the next 15 days. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14 हास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. India's Chief of Defence Staff General Bipin Rawat, his wife and other 11 people were killed in an army helicopter crash in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu. The Indian Air Force has confirmed the death of the Defence Chief, his wife and other 11 people on board. The Chief of Defence Staff was travelling in the Army helicopter which crashed near Konnur City. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi said General Rawat was an outstanding soldier and a true patriot who greatly contributed to modernizing the country's armed forces and security apparatus. Similarly, Prime Minister Shabadu Dewa has also extended condolences on the demise of General Rawat. A World Health Organization official says existing vaccines should still protect people who contract the Omicron variant from severe COVID cases. It comes as the first lab test of the new variant in South Africa suggests it can partially evade the Pfizer jab. Researchers say there was a very large drop in how well the vaccine's antibodies neutralized the new strain. According to a BBC report, the WHO's Mike Ryan, however, said that there was no sign that the Omicron would be better at evading vaccines than other variants. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in province number 1 and 2 and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Nepali Congress unveils election schedule under its 14th General Convention. President Biddyadevi Bhandari says Nepal's achievement in post-earthquake reconstruction efforts are exemplary for the future. government preparing to vaccinate people aged 12 to 18 against COVID-19, senior citizens to get booster dose. And helicopter crash in southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu kills 13 people, including India's defense chief. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.